And so it is in the agricultural world of ancient Mesopotamia, the Egyptian Nile, but also in the earlier planting culture systems that the goddess is the mythic form that is dominant.
Because of this obvious perception of creation issue.
That's right. Fertility. And when you have a goddess as the creator, it's her own very body that is the universe. She is identical with the universe. And in Egypt, you have the Mother Heavens, Nut, the goddess Nut, who's represented as the whole heavenly sphere.
I was really taken when we went to Egypt upon first seeing the figure of Nut in the ceiling of one of those temples.
Yes, I know the temple.
It's overwhelming.
Yes.
There's one scene of her swallowing the sun.
The idea is that she swallows the sun in the west and gives birth to the sun in the east, and it passes through her body at night. And so she is the heavens.
So it would be natural for people trying to explain the wonders of the universe to look to the female figure as the explanation for what they saw in their own lives.
Not only that, but then when you move to a philosophical point of view, the female represents what in the Kantian terminology we call the forms of sensibility. The female represents time and space itself. She is time and space. And the mystery beyond her is beyond pairs of opposites. So it isn't male and it isn't female. It neither is nor isn't. But everything is within her, so that the gods are her children. Everything you can think of, everything you can see, is the production of the goddess. Oh, this is a wonderful story. The Vedic gods are together, and they see a strange sort of amorphous thing down the way, like a kind of smoky fog. And they say, what's that? They don't know what it is. And Agni, the god of fire, says, I'll go find out who that is. So he goes up to this smoky thing, and he says, who are you? And from the smoky thing, the voice says, who are you? And he says, I'm Agni, I'm the Lord of Fire, I can burn anything. And out of the fog there comes a piece of straw. It falls on the ground. It says, let's see you burn that. He can't burn it. He goes back, he says, this is strange. Well, Vayu, the Lord of Wind, says, I'll try. So he goes, and the same thing. I can blow anything around. Throws it down, let's see you blow that. Well, he can't, he goes back. Then a woman arrives, a beautiful, mysterious, mystic woman. And she instructs the gods and tells them who that is. That is the ultimate mystery of being from which you, boys, have received your strength, and he can turn it on or off for you, you know? And there she comes as the one who illuminates the gods themselves concerning the ultimate ground of their own being.
It's the female wisdom.
It's the female as the giver of forms. She is the one who gave the forms, and she knows where they came from.
I wonder what it would have meant to us if somewhere along the way we had begun the prayer, our mother, instead of our father. What psychological difference would it have made?
Well, it makes a psychological difference in the character of the cultures.